Carmichael, who takes it across, he's got a goal. Five, check ahead of midfield, 45 minutes.
There's a rivalry between the Eagles and every team in the NFC East.
Anytime it's the NFC East, it gets ratcheted up a bunch of notches.
Redskins, Giants, and Cowboys.
Personally, I hate the Redskins.
Back goes Doug Williams, hit, sacked back at the 30. Eagles pick up the football, running with it downfield. Reggie White, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Reggie White!
Geographically, they're so close. We know a lot of the same people. You know, we... in the offseason, frequent a lot of the same places. That's always going to be a rivalry. It's always going to be a big matchup whenever these two teams get together.
Yeah, when you can hop in the car and be down there in 3 hours and represent your team, that's the best kind of atmosphere there is.
Donovan McNabb, statistically, was the most productive quarterback in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's not even open to debate. But early in his career, he had something very, very special. In addition to that strong right arm, he had the ability to carry the ball and be dangerous in the open field.
One of the best plays I've ever seen by a quarterback, one of the best moves in space, making a guy miss, is Donovan against Carrier.
When you think of that game, you think of that play, you think of that image, you think of, as an Eagles fan, all the elements of Donovan McNabb kind of coming together as one.
On first down, McNabb spins, fakes, rolls, looking, he's going to carry across the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, he's in for the touchdown! What Donovan McNabb, what a great, great athlete he is!
He weaved his way 21 yards, juking one Redskin after another out of his shoes, dragging people, and then running and plunging into the end zone. It was one of the most brilliant quarterback runs I have ever seen.
I always wanted him to do that more. You know, that game, you saw what he was capable of doing with his feet.
When you put together the all-time Donovan McNabb highlight reel, that play has to be right near the top because that really was special.
If you just joined us, Mike and I have not been drinking. 59-21.
Most memorable Eagles Skins game, without question, was the Monday night game in 2010.
I remember during the week the Eagles working on this play with DeSean Jackson just outrunning the defense.
The picture that Michael Vick painted with his arm and with his legs, buying time, then throwing the ball on a rope 63 yards to DeSean Jackson, who collects it and then sort of dances halfway to the end zone, untouched by anybody in FedEx Field.
On first down, Vic gives it off to Shady McCoy. No, he's back, and he is looking deep, and it is caught by DeSean Jackson! He's at the 30, at the 20, at the 10! Touchdown!
When they opened that game with that bomb, and you just saw that it never stopped. I think that's when we all had hopes that that kind of connection between Michael Vick and DeSean was going to be magic. And that night it was.
I literally did a pregame show over in New Jersey, drove across the bridge. By the time I got back to the station, I think the Eagles had put up 3 or 4 touchdowns.
Eagles were about to go up 35-0. I have never seen anything like this.
Right there that night, what Michael Vick was brought here for was put on full display.
Marty Morningwig, and I can say it now because Marty's not here, he says, I can't stand Daniel Snyder so much, I wanted to get over 60.
It was a lot of fun to watch, and I love defense, but when a team is just pounding a team and they happen to be the Washington Redskins, it was quite enjoyable.
There is the record. The Eagles have now gained more yards offensively than they have ever done in their history.
I've never seen an offense function like that ever. That was just, I smile thinking about that game.
That one stands alone as just a showcase, really, for the return of Mike Vick as a, literally, a primetime player in the National Football League.